2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Wearing their team jerseys and headsets, these teenagers are gaming on computers they built themselves at Provo High School. Alex Montano is on the Smash Brothers team.
This is the esports lab that we've been trying so hard to get, and it's amazing.
Matthew Cook plays Rocket League.
Having this lab here is a lot easier now that we don't have to travel.
Provo High was one of 25 winners nationwide to get the equipment from Generation Esports.
We are athletes for the 21st century.
Tori Norman is the esports advisor at Provo High School.
From the very beginning, as I talked and dreamed this idea up with my principal, we decided basketball has a gymnasium, football has their field. We want to have a field where we can play that belongs to us.
Norman continues to dream big. He'd like to see broadcast students be involved in streaming and broadcasting the games. He thinks other classes could use this equipment by crossing their academic subjects with video gaming. And he knows the future of esports is huge across the nation and in college campuses.
Recruiters are watching our local games. If you win the state title, that whole team gets a scholarship that's valid for any college in Utah. That's what we're trying to vie for.
Norman says they've got 35 students on the roster right now. Next year, it could hit 60.
It's amazing to me as we were looking through our rosters as how many of our students are students with different kinds of learning disabilities. How many of our students are on the autism spectrum. So many of these students struggle to feel like they fit in places, struggle to make friends. This is a group of kids that never felt like they fit in anywhere else. And I had a student that approached me. He had a less than 1.0 GPA. He was sloughing most of his classes. He was not on track nor interested in graduating. We created some agreements with him that he had to bring his grades up, and if not, he'd be benched for the competitive season. And in one quarter, one term, he went from less than a 1.0 to a 3.5 GPA. The next year, he started taking concurrent enrollment classes. He graduated and went on to college. And it was all because he wanted to play video games. And we've seen that happen over and over within our organization.
He says it's time to embrace the future.
There's a whole world of careers enveloped around video games. And this computer lab right here is going to help us do that.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.